Thomas Baez was part of McFarland, California's 1987 cross-country state championship team. He says that running for McFarland High and coach Jim White changed his life.
87 win a state championship. We fortunately were the first state championship to come out of McFarland High School for our high school coach, Jim White, and McFarland High School. Mr. White went on and won 9 state championships altogether. We won in 87, but around in 2000, the LA Times wrote an article on a certain team. Johnny and I were assistant coaches at the time. So we were back in the community as volunteer coaches alongside with Mr. White. We were included in the article how we went away to college and came back and were doing, paying back to what Mr. White did for us, to the young Hispanic kids that had the same challenges as we did, parents not being involved as much as they should. They just don't understand because they feel that they have to work and to provide. And sometimes the kids still today still have to work during the summers, during the weekends in the fields to help bring food to the table. And we still have those kids in McFarland. Mr. White, what he wanted us to do is to break that cycle, to look on to higher education after running in high school.
Members of the team did go on to higher education, including Johnny Samaniego. He moved back to McFarland to give back to his community.
I teach physical education, PE. Mr. White retired, and I took over his job at the middle school where he used to teach. For all the state titles, Thomas and I were his assistant coaches. After I got married, I decided to venture off into basketball. So I do coach girls basketball at the high school level. And everything, the philosophy, coaching philosophy, everything Mr. White instilled in us, and he exposes, took us out to different venues in life. That's what we try to do with the basketball girls, too.
Vaez is an assistant coach for cross country and track at McFarland. His day job is for California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation.
75% of the men that are incarcerated come from broken homes. I come from a broken home, and I had the opportunity to be swayed to pursue what I would say gang activity when I was young. But the running and Mr. White, they saved my life. Some of the kids that I hung out with as a young boy, third, fourth grade, I could see their faces today, and they're either incarcerated or deceased because of gang activity. We still have those challenges in McFarland today. So we try to sway those kids to do something positive, to not be a statistic.
Baez says that their story is for everyone.
Everybody has their own story. I thought my story was insignificant, but when I first shared it, individual kids or administrators would walk up to me and tell me, that, you know, here's a story that I connected with, the broken home, domestic violence. That made me feel like, okay, maybe it's worth it. If I can touch one individual when I speak, then it's worth it. And so, you know, it could be challenges, whether it be on the track or at home.
Samaniego says he feels blessed to be able to share his story.
The message we bring across, Mr. White had a saying, it's all in the attitude. It's all in the attitude. And that's what he had printed on his shirts. And he always told us that sometimes we can't control a lot of things in life, but the only thing that we can control is our own personal attitude.
Samaniego and Vaez spoke with Park City High School's Latinos in Action, as well as the track team. On Friday, they are speaking with McPullen Elementary and Treasure Mountain Junior High. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.